Good morning. Hello and welcome to the HuffLink podcast, episode one. I'm your host, Debbie Huff. The HuffLink is a podcast to look at politics through a lens that will help us process who we are, what we believe, and how that influences our vote. It is a way to look at issues and discern where we stand, even if that makes us uncomfortable and stretches us a little bit. I will be discussing most of these topics from a center to center right viewpoint, which tends to be mostly classically liberal or libertarian in form. And if you listen to the episode, you'll know why I use those terms. So this episode is an introduction, and I hope in the future we can invite guests for discussions. But just hang in there and let's listen to why and how we might categorize ourselves for political reasons. So the first thing that I'm going to do is kind of give a few definitions. And the first one I'm going to look at is for people who are libertarian. This is basically the doctrine of free will. I believe a little bit more in what I would call free agency, in that if we had free will, in my mind, we would know all possible options. And I don't believe we always know those when we make decisions. I believe we know certain options. You know, we can look at a situation and we maybe know three or four options that are available to us to make a decision. And so we look at those four options and we pick the best one. Now, there might actually be 10 options, but we don't know all of those. So we use our free agency to make a decision just based on what we know. Since we don't have infinite knowledge, we are limited in what we do know. So we do make decisions. We make them freely. But I'd much rather, I feel more comfortable calling it free agency than so much free will. Liberty is a core principle, and with freedom of choice, voluntary association, and individual judgments, living in the way that you choose, respecting the equal rights of others, and actually personal economic liberty. So that really appeals to me. I believe that that's something that I can lean towards looking at life. Another viewpoint is being a conservative. And I think a lot of people that I know personally are conservative a little more in their religious views and somewhat in their political views. Religiously, I believe in the inerrancy of Scripture, the basic doctrines and tenets of the faith. But on a political sense, typically conservatives want traditional attitudes and values. There's nothing wrong with those. A lot of our traditions and values are good, and they're foundational to making moral decisions. Often conservatives want to preserve institutions of culture and civilization and, of course, religion. One of the things I noticed it said online was that conservatives resist change. They prefer things to stay the same. Maybe a better term would be that they are more comfortable with being safe or moderate. If you are a conservative Republican, so to speak, you would probably more likely oppose labor unions, high taxes, government regulation. You would want to reduce government spending, have free trade. There's a little bit of me in that area of wanting to preserve those things that are foundational to making good moral decisions. I don't always say that I'm resistant to change. Maybe change is a little hard for some. Maybe it's just harder because I'm older. I don't know. For an independent,
person. They want to be free from outside control. Typically, an independent is going to vote for candidates based on issues rather than political ideology. And typically don't stand or have a particular loyalty to either party. Although statistics are show online that typically an independent will lean one little more one way or the other. They're not just always right in the center. They're going to have a political leaning either to a Republican or Democratic views. So, but I was doing a little research and listening specifically to Dave Rubin on Twitter. And he does a little blurb about being a classical liberal. And I thought, after I listened to that, and I've listened to some of his podcasts, maybe this is where I fall in. And so just listening to what he says, a classical liberal would be someone that securing the freedom of the individual by limiting the power of government. So that definitely rings a bell with me. And doing that, having individual freedom and limited government, is the best way to form a free society. The individual is considered above the group. And he even mentions, that in our Constitution it says that we have the pursuit of happiness. So we can go pursue that. It's not the government's to give us that. The government isn't going to grant or guarantee us happiness. It's ours to pursue. So basically, it's living as one sees fit. And when you do this, it has a tendency to more neutralize things like racism and bigotry. Because when you are in a group or a collective, you are judging not by individuality, but you start judging by a group's characteristics, maybe the color of their skin, their sexuality, or their gender. And one of the things, and I guess this is where I was like, I don't know if I would be classical liberal or not, but he goes on to talk about that it's often confused with leftism or progressivism. And I thought, yeah, that's where I'm thinking that it was going. But that has nothing to do with being a classical liberal. The left has traded individualism for collectivism. And I thought this was kind of cute because I hear this a lot when you follow any kind of political spectrum. But you kind of have the oppression Olympics where victimhood is the virtue. So whoever's got the most victimhood status is the winner. And I see this as that it destroys and it doesn't create. It suppresses success. And one of the ways it does that is if I'm successful, then that's a confirmation to the failure of their worldview because they're looking at everything as a group. You know, when you see them saying, you know, lumping in, you know, the black community or the Hispanic community or the gay community or whoever, and, you know, championing for them, they are lumped in a group and you aren't able to see the individual successes that come from the individuals that are in either this group of by color or sexuality or gender. So a free person in a free society is based on our own ideas and actions, and those are actually being attacked right now. But I think that's where many of us stand, wanting to have our own individual ideas and having our own individual successes. And so there just becomes this idea that I know I'm not on the leftist progressive side. So if this is the definition of a classical liberal, I'm
feel like that's where I fit. So as I take these, I look at them, I'm going, okay, classical liberal, I can fit some a lot of that in there. I like the libertarian ideas. I love, you know, I have been a conservative. And so I decided I'm a calico. Calico kittens are usually very pretty. They're a mixture of everything. And, you know, you just see this cascade of colors in a calico. And I thought, well, maybe that's what I am. I'm a cascade of colors. And that makes me a calico. Now, there's not anything that fits in that category. But I would say that's me. Thanks for listening. This was a short 10-minute episode, mainly because I don't believe in taking up a whole lot of your time. I'd love to know your thoughts and what you think about each one of these categories, and if you feel like you fall definitively into one or the other, or maybe you're a mixture like me and pretty like a calico cat, and can look at things from a lot of various viewpoints, but that you, you know, you're looking at things from an individual, not necessarily from a huge group point or group mentality or group think, but that you are looking for a free society in which to live. And that should impact how we think and look at these upcoming elections and all of the craziness that goes on in the media. And so anyway, this is just a way to hopefully have a somewhat conservative Christian, religious, libertarian, classical, liberal, just a real calico view at life. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.